My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Today's one of those really cool days here in Memphis as we make our way through fall here. It's warm, you know, like warmish. It's, what, 68, 70 degrees outside, which is where I'm at. I'm back outside, back in the park again. And it's one of those days that, you know, the sky is really, really pretty. It's this, you know, that perfect blue. The clouds are really, really high up in the air. And it's conducive to when, you know, the airplanes are flying up, way up in the atmosphere like that. They leave behind their vapor trails. And you see these streaks of, you know, cloud vapor crossing the sky, big X's and things like that. And it's kind of cool when you see it, you know. Because I'm looking at, God, there's four or five planes that are all leaving them behind. It's just the weather conditions are perfect for that sort of thing. Unless I was one of these guys that believed that there was something more nefarious going on. I've always wanted to talk about this, and I guess for whatever reason I'd forgotten about it. And I thought it would be kind of a neat idea to go ahead and bring it up about conspiracy theories that exist. People among us who honestly believe that there is something nefarious going on high above our heads. Pardon. The amusing situation here is that they think that those water vapor clouds are actually some type of chemical that they are spraying amongst or onto us, making us sick for whatever reason. It depends on the conspiracy theory you follow or have heard of or have read about. That there are those who firmly believe that it's something as simple as the flu to make us all sick, or it's mind control substances that they wait for perfect conditions to hide their contrails, which they actually call chemtrails. To really make it to where it looks like it's something as an act of science as opposed to an act of evil. Personally, I don't believe in any of that. I mean, that's complete horseshit. These are the same people who believe that the events that occurred on September 11th of 2001 were, oh man, it depends on who you follow on that deal. There are those who firmly and thoroughly believe that it was an inside job, that our own government had something to do with it. I'll get to that in a moment. And then there are those who believe that it never happened at all. And under normal circumstances, I really wouldn't give two shits about people like that, that speak of these things and to say it in such a I guess in such a convincing manner that they have all these other people who so thoroughly believe in the indoctrination, if you will, of these ideas into the conscious of others. The problem is that it's rather insulting, in my opinion, especially on the September 11th deal. It's insulting to those people who died and to those of families who have lost members of their family, to say that it was an inside job or that the events never happened at all and these people were somehow spirited away to sell to the American public that we had this issue. I mean, there's all sorts of political motivation behind conspiracy theories, and they've been around a long time. And they are usually harmless. The contrail thing is a prime example. Nobody's getting sick from that kind of science. It's water vapor, people. Calm down. But by God, there are millions of websites out there of people that have put these things up there thinking that we're all just going to believe that the government, some shadow organization, is out to poison us with water vapor flying through the sky. Of course, they think that it's not water vapor. Of course, they believe that it's something, you know, like a disease or things like that raining down onto us. Complete bullshit. Let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're one of those people who believe in that shit, first of all, stop it. use a little science, use a little education, and open your own eyes up. To think that everybody is coming to get you in this some form of nature like this is a sign of delusion. It's a sign of paranoia. You know, I spoke about last week about how, you know, everybody's watching you in the government. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's been hell, they've even admitted it. But when you get out into the far reaches of shit like that, or that 9/11 was you've seen the stickers, the bumper stickers, 9/11 was a inside job. No, it wasn't. I think a lot of the thing with the conspiracy, you got to remember, the conspiracy theory idea probably really started originating in the 50s during the Roswell incident. The UFO people have for years mandated that there was a massive cover-up in place regarding extraterrestrials and unidentified flying objects and things like that. And as fun as that little world may be, without the real proof that is necessary to, you know, to show it right or wrong, these things will be unanswered. Contrails aside, which are quite frankly easily explainable through, you know, science, the fact that you know, extraterrestrials are walking amongst us could very well be. They are a you know, that whole thing with the lizard people, and they're controlling the government, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And God, there was some video out there of apparently a shape-shifting alien who worked in the Secret Service in charge of protecting the president, actually caught on film shape-shifting into like some lizard person, which is hilarious. And it's like the whole pictures of Bigfoot that are always grainy with our high technology. And I had talked about that last week, so I'm not going to get into too much detail of it, but you know, with all the technology that we have, how come we've never really caught one of these aliens, or how come we've never caught one of these creatures like Bigfoot? You know, why is that even a thing? If that's the case, then, you know, it gives us something to talk about. Now you can go online and you can search, take any event that has happened, a substantial event, something that is in the news, and type in the word conspiracy behind it, and all sorts of shit will come up. It's a fascinating look into this very strange world of people and their misguided beliefs or thoughts or actions. Ebola is the newest one. This is huge. Depending on which school of thought you follow, Ebola, A, does not exist at all. The newest conspiracy behind that that supports that theory is clipboard guy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just do a search for Ebola clipboard guy. What will come up is a bit of video, I believe, taken in Dallas, Texas, at the one of the airports there, when a patient in Dallas, I think, was being flown out to Maryland or to the CDC in Atlanta, and you see all of these technicians that are working with this patient who has arrived on the tarmac via an ambulance, and they're walking this lady, I believe. She was one of the nurses there in the Dallas area that came in contact with this disease. And, of course, everybody's wearing a hazmat suit, including the victim of the disease herself. But there's a third guy in plain view, wearing khaki pants and a nice button-down blue shirt, and he's carrying a clipboard. And he's within fairly close proximity of this quote-unquote ill individual. And, of course, the theories are, hey, there is no disease. It is some sort of government control, because perhaps this person who is sick, who's wearing a different colored hazmat suit, by the way, so they're easily identifiable, as a way of removing a certain citizen from society. Perhaps they know too much. Perhaps they're in on it. Actually, the answer, quite frankly, is you people are full of shit and all need to calm down. Clipboard guy has been explained as a member of the medical transport unit who has been thoroughly trained in the process of how not to get casually infected by the Ebola virus. If you'll notice in the video, he does keep what appears to be a very close proximity, but in actuality, he's keeping a fairly safe distance, and he is not getting involved with the patient other than carrying a clipboard, which is the manifest of the flight that is about to take off. The other conspiracy surrounding Ebola are things like, well, this is a big money maker. Pharmaceutical companies are probably sitting on all sorts of vaccines and cures, and they're waiting for just enough people to be exposed to this disease so they can really cash in and realize that they can turn it into a big financial boom. There's just so much that's out there, and it's all perpetuated by the king of it. His name is Alex Jones. Alex runs a website called Infowars.com. If you're up for a good laugh, take a look at that site. Actually, search him out on YouTube too. He's ridiculous. Look up Alex Jones in Memphis if you really want to see something very funny. Here in Memphis, we have this building called the Pyramid. Those of you outside of the area I'm having to speak to, because those of you who live anywhere near Memphis are very familiar with the Pyramid. It was built as an arena-type environment. Sporting events was basketball in there for a while, college basketball, professional basketball, and, of course, concerts and other shows. And now it's being turned into a bait shop. No joke, but I digress. When the thing was being built, according to Alex Jones, and here's the thing, this is how Alex works. There's a modicum of truth in some of this. At the very top of the pyramid was a receptacle of a crystal skull. That's true. There was. The reason being is that there was a talk that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame could have existed up near the top of the pyramid. And that the man who placed said crystal skull was a man whose last name is Tigret. He is the guy who is responsible for the Hard Rock Cafe here in the United States. Last report, he has since gotten out of all of that, out of that business, and he now lives in India, living with some yogi. Who knows? And he believed in the positive good of having a crystal skull adorning a brand new building in Memphis. And of course, people misunderstood it and completely freaked out. It was just nothing more than think of it as a good luck charm. The guy had a lot of money and he was having some fun at everybody else's expense. So he decides to implant said crystal skull on the top of the pyramid. People freak out and have the thing removed. Now, that's the end of the story. Perhaps there was some truth to this if you believe in this sort of thing, because the pyramid right now is being turned into a bait shop, as I mentioned. It failed miserably as a venue. It sat dormant for a long, long time. In fact, when the bait shop people came in there, they practically had to hose it out because of all the bums that were living in there. Just a real mess. And Alex Jones' version of this story goes so far beyond the simple story I just told you about the crystal skull. It goes into this whole thing about the pyramid itself, its power as a mind control device for the city of Memphis. Think about that for a second. Its power as a mind control device here in the city of Memphis. Look, the simple fact of the matter is Memphis has a sister city in Egypt called Memphis. That city resides along the River Nile in Egypt. Memphis, Tennessee resides along the largest river in the United States, which is the Mississippi River. There the similarities end, and that's where it stops. But Alex knew he's got to take it so much further and talk about the corruption and the mind control and how it was perpetuated that satanic forces would be brought in to run the city. We don't need any help from Satan to make things as shitty as they are in this town. Every city has their problems. We've discussed that. But we certainly don't need any help from any dark forces or some supernatural thing, whether it be a crystal skull or some satanic worshiping type of organization. Specifically here, of course, in Memphis, because it makes sense here in the buckle of the Bible Belt. It's a running gag, and it's well worth the 5 minutes of your time to watch it. I'll post a link to it on the Blogspot page. Just to make things easier now that I'm thinking about it. So, Alex is also a guy who believes in this thing called false flag. Everything is a false flag. The school shootings that we have seen, unfortunate events across this country, are a prime example of false flag type theories, according to these people like Alex Jones, who runs an internet radio station, by the way. Sup, Alex? Hope you're listening, pal. There's this predominant theory that's going around that there was at the various shootings across this country, and that spate of horrible incidences that we've had to endure, that there were several witnesses that show up in the background of television news footage of usually I think it's like this one woman who was a witness, and oddly enough she turns up at several other of these incidences all at the same time. One was a teacher at one school, the other one was an ambulance driver, and it's always the same woman. It's like, who dreams this shit up? And why? Aside from being an attention-seeking bastard, that's really all I can make out of that. The people like Alex Jones, of course, they're like conservative talk show hosts on radio, like, you know, like Rush Limbaugh. He doesn't buy into his own shit. That's the running gag. The issue with people like Rush Limbaugh is that he knows he sells commercial time to like-minded people. There's a conspiracy for you. It's always a running gag that people always believe that Rush was actually a Democrat, and he always voted Democrat, and it's the way he preferred his politics. But, you know, he's got to have something to bitch about, so I'll just pick on the Democratic Party. Because we know that there are a bunch of lonely, relatively wealthy white people who like to listen to AM radio and hear this lunatic blather on and on and on about how the president of the United States is satanic. You know, we've all heard that. How there is a chance that the next round of elections for the president, which is what, 2016, that will be suspended so Obama can stay in office and then enact martial law and put everybody in FEMA camps. That's one of my favorite ones, because every 4 years or so that rumor comes up. But it doesn't matter who's president. I've heard the same thing when Bush was in office, that he was going to suspend the elections because he's the president. He's the president. He can't do that. Hell, Congress can't even make a fucking decision to save their life, much less orchestrate something like that. So here's the issue. It's people running their mouths about things that they have no knowledge of, but want to pretend as though they do and have a particular inside bit of information that you need to be aware of, specifically into the realm of fear. That's the only thing that these conspiracy theories operate, is just under fear. That you are going to be rounded up. I love this one. You are going to be rounded up. The American citizen. And are going to be placed in what is known as a FEMA camp. FEMA, of course, the Federal Emergency Management Administration. It depends on the maps you look at, but apparently there's like 7 FEMA camps because the country has been broken down into 7 regions, and there is a FEMA camp for each region, and they're going to put all these people in them. They're going to round up everybody and put them in these camps, so they've got now martial law in place. And the streets of civilization will be filled with nothing more than police and military equipment. And they'll shoot anybody on sight because it's about control. But this is the amusing part about this whole theory about the FEMA camp, amongst many others. What are they going to do once they do that? Which is a monumental task, by the way. They haven't even thought about how they're going to handle everybody in the South, for God's sake. Most everybody down here is carrying a pistol, and they're not going to let the government come get them. So we're going to take everybody in the United States and put them all into FEMA camps for our own protection because of something like Ebola. See how we start to tie everything up? That's how it works. That's how the whole conspiracy theory works. You have to tie one thing to another to really make some sense out of it. Because they're doing it for your own protection. And the military is going to be the one that's controlling all of it. Just because the president can stay in office. For what good? I don't know. I wouldn't want to be president. I don't know of anybody who would, aside from the fact that it's a way to make some money. Who knows how that shit works. You know, we talk about overcrowding in this country, but yet we're going to put everybody in 7 separate camps. Like it was some sort of a concentration camp. Or better yet, are we going to have lists of certain people that we're going to put in these camps? These are people that we really got to keep an eye on. People like, oh, I don't know, somebody like me who bitches about this sort of thing or finds it amusing. I've been joked about before about, oh, yep, Rick, you'll be the first one in the FEMA camp. And another person, aside from Alex Jones, who's made a big deal about the FEMA camps and has gone so far as with his television show, Jesse Ventura, who is crazy like a fox, he gets it. He gets the gag, which it is. It's a joke. He finds video or places that look nefarious, and he stages a lot of his shit because he wants to instill those bits of fear in you. Last bit of video I saw was about a FEMA camp, and he's like, notice how the barbed wire is aimed in. Not to keep people out, but to keep people in. Right. It's also the same place where they keep dozens and dozens and dozens of burial vaults. Because they know they're going to unleash a disease like Ebola across all of us and kill us once and for all. Oh, shut up. The company that makes burial vaults has to have a place to put them. Because, you know, the one thing about living in today's society is people die. They've been doing it since day one. And if you're in the company or in the business of making burial vaults and you make a shitload of them, you got to have a place to store them. It's rental property, for God's sake. It's not that big a deal. Here's another favorite of mine. Why the National Weather Service has ordered literally millions of rounds of ammunition. That's right. We're going to arm meteorologists to round us up to put us into the FEMA camps because of Ebola. Or better yet, the meteorologists are controlling our weather through this thing called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P. Look that up online. It's a weather control device that a facility, I believe, in Alaska or up in the tundra area, up in the North Pole, where they can control the weather. Well, if I'll tell you what, folks, if you are, in fact, controlling the weather, appreciate the past week. It's been absolutely lovely here. They're saying that this weather control is what created hurricanes like Katrina. God, if it could be so simple, yet so stupid. Katrina was an unfortunate hurricane. It was a bad hurricane, and it hit a relatively impoverished area of the United States, and that being New Orleans. By God, the conspiracies that came out about that. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And this goes back to the whole FEMA thing, because FEMA was ultimately put in charge of making sure that those people down there had a place to live in temporary housing. And of course, they fucked all that up. And they lay the blame at the feet of the President of the United States, because it's like, I would say not like he gives a shit, but they have to. That's their job. President Bush hates black people. Right, that's why Obama's in office now. Silly, silly, silly. And that was all done to clean up New Orleans. It's not any cleaner now than it was before the hurricane, I'll tell you that. It was about eradicating black people from our society. What kind of horse shit is that? You know, like the smartest American we have here in this country that is actively out there trying to teach youngsters and adults the coolest things about science is Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's black. He's also very funny and very educated and very smart. Check out his version of Cosmos, completely inspired by Carl Sagan. Of course, Carl Sagan used to host the show many years ago, and of course, Carl is no longer with us. But Neil was a big fan of Mr. Sagan. Actually met him once as a youngster. Set him on the path of a good education. And he fell in love with astrophysics, higher ranges of math and science, and discovered he had an aptitude for it. And now uses his powers for good. So yeah, let's have a blanket statement out there that is completely irresponsible, and that we're out to eradicate all black people. That would include Neil. I mean, what kind of ridiculous racist bullshit does that mind have to operate in for people to think like that? But yet Ebola exists. And it's coming. ISIS is coming to kill you. No, they're not. Ebola is going to be a problem. That one I think the jury's still out on. Yeah, it's a pretty bad disease. It's messed up. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC in Atlanta, is a fairly well messed up organization. You know why? Because they're government run. We didn't have, I don't think we still have a Surgeon General. Why? Politics, that's why. But hey, we've just appointed an Ebola czar, you know, to fight the war on Ebola. Every time we start a war on something, we lose it. The last war we won was the Second World War. With that in mind, do you honestly think that a federal government, not just any federal government, but our federal government, the government of the United States of America, who cannot even run a healthcare program effectively, be able to round up every red-blooded American citizen and cram them in some camp for your own protection? The same people who still can't solve various massive crimes that have been perpetrated across this country. A military, and I know this sounds horrible, but a military who has not won a war since 1945. That's no slight against our military. I slight our government for that. We've been getting involved in conflicts that are really none of our business for a long, long time. Oh, that statement right there probably pissed off some of you. And so be it. What business of it was ours to get into Iraq? Oh, guess what? They just found all these weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. That somehow weren't there before, but now they've shown up and they haven't been used since the, 70s and 80s? Yet they're gonna unleash all of that onto us? That it's our problem all of a sudden? No, it's not. You want to talk about conspiracies? Let's talk about the simple fact that war is fought for two things only. One of two things, quite frankly. Very rarely both. God and money. Currently, everything happening in the Middle East is certainly not over money, although money did play a part in some of it. The other wars that we fought over time have been about imperialistic property ownership and things like that. And you can go on and on about that sort of thing. And I'm not here to piss you off. I'm here to tell you about some of the things that I think about. I say what other people think. It's not a gift, it's a curse. But it's fun. I kind of dig it. That these conspiracy theories have been laid out by people like Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura for their own gain. They're not out to do anything else, not even to make you think. They just want you to sit there and absorb this. They don't mind if you laugh at them. They get it how they laugh at themselves. They know how full of shit they are. They also know that the public in general is a gullible breed. We are gullible. We'll believe just about anything that's been told to us on first blush. I think we're getting better. I think we're finally understanding that we have access to so much information out there that we can really educate ourselves on so many different things. And that's what you need to do. Understand all of your news sources. If you're getting all of your news from Infowars.com, A, you're stupid. B, you're very narrow-minded. And easily swayed by opinion, I might add. Except those opinions that don't reflect your point of thought. If you're getting all of your news from Fox News, A, you're stupid. B, you're narrow-minded. If you're getting all of your news from MSNBC, A, you're stupid. You see how this goes. Find alternate sources for all of your information. Look at all of it. Look at the big picture. If you're looking at Drudge Report, then look at Huffington Post. Somewhere in the middle lies the real truth. Some of it is right, some of it is left. Some of it is right and some of it is wrong. That's the important thing. Don't be part of the sheep. That's what the conspiracy theorists like to call you. Sheep. The sheeple are falling in to the lullaby that is the federal government. Who's going to be here to take care of you? Because they're building pyramids that the whole world is going to be sucked in by some satanic forces that have been, you know, being run by the Freemasons. And oh, what load of horseshit is this? Do yourselves a favor. Be educated. Don't be stupid. There is no such reason to be ignorant. That's a fact. And the only cure for ignorance is an education. Whether you go someplace and pay for it, or whether it's provided for you by the federal government, you know, public education, God knows how bad that is. Or you spend time and educate yourself. You have the tools already at your hands. If you're listening to this, you have every available means to find out exactly what's going on in your world. Look at all the sides of the story. Look at the same story as told through different eyes of reporters. There's no neutral journalism anymore. I understand that. It was a great ideal back in the days of Walter Cronkite, but, you know, those days are gone, aren't they? Oh, Walter was, oh, he was a biased lefty. Right, for an old guy that liked to drink a lot of scotch and call himself a Republican, yeah, that's really big. Just know what you're getting yourselves into before you engage in conversations. Seriously. And if you want to comment, you got a problem with the things that I say about this, shoot me a line. I might respond. But if you're too busy being up the ass of Alex Jones and believe everything that comes out of his fat face, then you've got bigger problems than I can solve. Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland.
This has been something we've kind of kept close to our vest for, well, quite some time. The reason being, of course, we didn't want to let the cat out of the bag until all of our details were in place. And everybody kind of knows our mission statement anyway. It's, you know, doing things that other stations aren't willing to do for whatever reason they feel necessary. So one of the things that we had to really sit down and look at is the way we conduct our business. What I mean by that is by virtue of sticking to the old paradigms of what corporate radio was always about just doesn't work anymore. Greed is what kills everything. I've seen it happen. It happens every day. It still happens because these waterheads in a corporate environment just don't understand what it is that it takes to pull your head out of your ass and not be so damn greedy.
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
So there you have it, my friends. Another episode in the can. Appreciate you being a part of the podcast and all the things that are associated with it. You just heard the tease of what's coming up. We're getting closer and closer to our season two finale, and that'll be interesting. Or it may not be. I don't know. But once again, my thanks, my deep, profound thanks to all of you who subscribe to this podcast and have spread it around. I know a bunch of you have. And it's really kind of cool. It's a great thing. I enjoy doing it, and you enjoy listening to it. Hey, it's a win-win for everybody, isn't it? So there you have it. Once again, our thanks to the host of this podcast. It's hosted at podbean.com. If you're looking to start a podcast, which, hey, why not? Everybody's got something to say, don't they? You can find it at podbean.com. Very good, reasonable rates though, to host your audio and all of your material there. They make it fairly easy for you to get involved in the program. Also, my thanks to all the other directories and places where this is found. Those of you that are tuned in through player.fm, Stitcher, Blueberry, they're all there. And there's a complete list on the actual home of this podcast at rickcheddar.blogspot.com. Yeah, buddy, it's free. If you want a blog spot, there you go. All you need is a Gmail account, and away you go. Speaking of which, my email, rickcheddar@gmail.com. Yeah, I gave it out. I don't have a problem with it. rickcheddar@gmail.com. Drop me a line. Tell me hello. Love to hear from you. We hope you have a good time with it. And remember, do me a favor. Do me a solid, as they say. Tell some folks about this podcast if you really enjoy it. If you hate it, well, you can tell somebody too. So, Rick, he was getting all up into the conspiracy theories and was saying some, by God, some seditious things. You should hear this guy. Hate him like you hate everybody else. Yeah, I'll take what I can get, my friends. And that you are, my friends, if you're listening to this. I thank you so very much. So there it is, another edition of the old podcast. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.